现在小弟奉主耶稣圣名啊，跟大家一起来查考我们圣经里面的真理，要过圣洁的生活。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I want to share a passage with you, regarding holiness.
感谢神的恩典啊，我们美国加拿大地区啊，这次有差不多40位的青年在喜悦都教会啊，接受中华教育教员的训练。
Thank God for gathering the church members and youth from Canada and United States to Cerritos Church to participate in this RETS.
过去的这七天呢，他们真的非常努力的在学习怎么样装备自己成为教会里面未来的工人。
And these past seven days, they've tried really hard to study God's knowledge and equip themselves with the Bible scriptures.
他们有很多的功课要做。
And they have a lot of homework to do.
有的学生5点就起床。
And some of the students wake up at 5 a.m.
早上的时候，小弟都看到我们外面的桌子坐满了学生在那里做功课。
So every morning when I look outside, I can see that the tables outside are all filled up with the students that are studying.
我们就看到我们的青年其实真的非常认真的在这个道理上追求。
So we know that our youth are taking this very serious and trying to cultivate themselves spiritually.
我们看到教会里面的青年愿意来接受这样的训练，非常紧凑的课程来装备自己，这个就是教会未来的希望。
And even though we had a very busy schedule for them, they were still willing to come and to equip themselves with the Bible knowledge.
那特别在他们这个星期当中所表现出来的学习的精神，其实很值得我们弟兄姐妹一起来效法的。
And I really want to thank God for them to having this spirit of learning throughout this whole week of hard working, and I hope the brothers and sisters can learn from that too.
那在这个训练当中很重要的一部分就是要能够来装备他们的服事的精神。
And throughout this whole learning process, one important thing is to learn how to be willing to serve.
那能够明白他们所要扮演的角色。
And to actually know the role they're going to take on.
然后能够知道他们所担负的责任。
And to know their responsibilities.
那所以这样一个训练其实是一辈子的工作。
And I would say that this training is a lifelong process.
也就是说，这样一个训练之后，他们接下去所要服侍的，是用他们这一生的生命来服侍这位真神。
So even though the training process only lasts for a week, but after this, they will still be willing to serve God throughout their lives.
那这位神是圣洁的神。
And our God is a holy God.
这位神是独一的。
And our God is the one true God.
这位神，他曾经来到我们人间。
This God once came to this earth.
让我们可以具体的去接触到他，能够听到他的信息。
He came so that we can hear from him and interact with him.
那这位神，他更给我们留下一个非常美好的榜样。
And this God has set a perfect example for us.
就是怎么样成为一个仆人来服侍众人。
And this example is how to become a good servant and serve others.
那在这个罪恶的世代里面，他更为我们留下一个非常完美的一个形象。
Even though in a sinful generation, he still set a perfect example for us.
那就是这位神，他真的在这个世界上过一个非常圣洁的生活。
And that is that our God has lived a holy life in this world.
主耶稣基督他为我们留下一个榜样。
Jesus Christ has set this example for us.
虽然周围的人或者是这个世界上有这么多的罪恶，
even though many around him or this world was filled with sin,
可是他却可以完全遵照天父的旨意来完成他救赎的工作。
But he was still able to act according to God's will and save us through salvation.
他真的过一个完全圣洁的生活。
And he did live a fully holy life.
那所以我们要服侍神的人一定要能够成为圣洁。
So the ones who want to serve God must be holy too.
因为这是他对我们的要求。
Because this is one of the requirements he gave us.
当我们知道我们来到神面前的时候，
When we know that we come in front of God,
我们很自然的会生出一个心。
We will naturally have this mindset.
那个心就是有一个敬虔的态度。
And this mindset is to fear and respect God.
我们知道说我们是要来敬拜神的。
We know that we come here to worship God.
那所以当我们来到教会的时候，我们很自然的就会注意我们的脚步，然后会小心我们的言行。
So when we come to church, we are more watchful of what we say and what we do.
所以有些地区的人，他们一到教会去，他们都非常的庄重，就是说他们非常的谨慎，也非常的敬虔。
And I know that in some areas, members take Sabbath and going to church very seriously.
即使是他们是很贫穷的，但是他们到教会去的时候，一定是把他最好的穿上在神面前表达出他一个敬畏的态度。
Even though they may be poor, but when they go to church, they still wear what the best clothing they have to respect and fear God.
我们来看一节经节，请看彼得前书第一章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 1.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第十五节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15.
第一章十五节。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15.
那召你们的既是圣洁，你们在一切所行的事上也要圣洁。
1 Peter chapter 1 verse 15. But as he who called you is holy, you also be holy in all your conduct.
16节，因为经上记着说，你们要圣洁，因为我是圣洁的。
16, because it is written, be holy, for I am holy.
那这是神圣经里面特别引用旧约神的宣告。
And this is actually referring to a passage from the Old Testament.
这位神在旧约圣经里面，他多次的这样子自我宣告说他是圣洁的。
Because in the Old Testament, many times God has referred himself as being holy.
在以赛亚书先知曾经看到一个异象。
In the book of Isaiah, there was a miracle performed.
他一个异象，一个 vision.
Oh, there was a vision.
他看到那个神坐在高高的宝座上。
That he saw that God was sitting at the throne.
在天上的宝座。
At the throne up in heaven.
那他的衣裳垂下来。
And his gown was
遮满了这个圣殿。
His gown came down and covered the tabernacle.
那 temple.
Oh, the temple.
那在这个当中呢，这个先知看到这个天使在呼喊。
So here the prophet also heard the angels saying.
我们看一下以赛亚书第六章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 6.
以赛亚书第六章。
Isaiah chapter 6.
这是很重要的一个意象。
This is a very important vision.
特别要凸显出圣洁的神。
Because here it tells us that God is holy.
他看到了有撒拉弗在这个宝座周围侍奉神。Seraphim. 第二节。
In verse 2.
我们看到这里就是使者天上的这受造物撒拉弗在那里呼喊在赞美神。
So we can see here that above in heaven, Seraphim was there worshiping God.
第三节，他们彼此呼喊说：“圣哉，圣哉，圣哉！万军之神，他的荣光充满全地。”
And in verse 3, it says, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory."
你看他这里他特别这个天使特别在呼喊的时候是说圣哉呢，连续讲三次的。
And here we know the emphasis when the angels said holy for three times.
我们都知道有人说神是爱不是吗？
And we know that God is love, isn't it?
神是很慈悲的。
And God is filled with mercy.
那神也是很公义的。
And God is also righteous.
但是这个撒拉弗在赞美神的时候，他并没有说神是爱，神是爱，神是爱，没有。
But here, when Seraphim cried to God, he didn't say, "Oh, God is love, God is love."
也没有说哦，神是公义的，他都没有讲这些东西。
And he didn't say that God is righteous.
他们只有在强调说神是圣洁的。
The only thing here they said was God is holy.
一直在讲，重复在这样强调，一直在赞美
And by repeating, they really want to give glory to God.
那所以就看到说，这个圣洁的神，他的 这个圣洁的属性其实是已经包含了所有的我们在神的身上所能看到的美德。
So we know that this holy personality of God has included the rest of the ones that we know.
Attribute.
Oh, the attribute.
那所以神是圣洁的神。
And so God is a holy God.
在这个圣洁里面，他有爱的。
And holy includes love.
在这个圣洁里面是有公义的。
Holy also includes righteous justice.
那在这个圣洁里面，那个神是充满怜悯的。
And the holy also represents mercy in it.
所以其实圣洁本身就是神的一个最重要的特质。
So we know that holy is actually the one of the most important attributes of God.
当我们说神是圣洁的神的时候，
When we say that God is holy,
其实我们就已经在承认说神的爱是圣爱。
It already represents that God's love is a holy love.
对，那神的公义是圣洁的公义。
And it also represents that His righteousness is holy righteousness.
所以凡是跟神有关系的都成为圣的。
And everything in God is holy.
这是为什么说我今天那个神的选民在献祭的时候把那个祭物献给神了以后。
This is also why when the people of God were worshiping and offering to God.
Sacrifice.
Oh, sacrifice.
祭物换给献给神了以后。
So after they make the sacrifice for God.
这个你祭物碰到了，哎，这个是要圣洁人才可以吃的，要成为圣洁人才可以领受这个圣物。
And you have to be holy in order to receive it.
因为这个已经属神的。
Because it belongs to God.
如果不洁净的人去领受了，哎，这个他就变成有罪。
So if the people who are not holy are to touch this, then they are sin.
所以跟神有关系的就成为圣洁的。
So everything that is regarding God is holy.
所以这个也在强调说神是圣洁的。
So here it says God is holy.
所以我们要了解我们今天所敬拜的这位神就是有这个最重要的特质是被分别出来的。
So now we have to realize that one of the most greatest attributes of God is that he's holy.
其实如果你去查一下这个圣洁到底什么意思，查字典。
So if you go to the dictionary and check what holy means.
其实圣洁一定包含被分别出来的意思。
So holy represents that you are separated from others.
就是被特别是被割下来的这一部分是分开的。
So it's a special part that is separated from all the others.
但是神本身他是独一的。
And God himself is true and one only.
所以我们讲到圣洁的时候一定跟这位神有关系的。
So when we talk about holy, it has to be related to God.
比如说我们看出埃及记第十五章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 15.
这是神的特质。
This is one of his attributes.
出埃及记十五章。
Exodus chapter 15.
第十一节。
Exodus chapter 15 verse 11.
十五章十一节说，主啊，众神之中谁能像你？谁能像你至圣至荣，可颂可畏，施行奇事呢？
Exodus chapter 15 verse 11. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders?
今天这里特别强调说，其实神是至圣的。
So here it mentions that God is glorious in holiness.
这位独一的神，他是凸显出一切。还有谁能够跟他一样呢？没有了。
And who can compare with God? Nobody.
这样的一个概念呢，在撒母耳记上第二章哈。
And let's turn to First Samuel.
撒母耳记上第二章。
First Samuel chapter 2.
我们看一下这个不一样的人，他们在歌颂神的时候，他们是都同样的做法，同样的观念的。
We're going to look at how different people praise God, but with the same mindset.
第二章的第二节。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 2.
第二章第二节，只有主为圣，除他以外没有可比的，也没有磐石像我们的神。
First Samuel chapter 2 verse 2. No one is holy like the Lord, for there is none beside you, nor is there any rock like our God.
出埃及记十五章是以色列民过了红海之后，摩西他作歌在歌颂神的时候，他赞美的内容。
So previously when we read Exodus, it was after the Israelites had crossed the Red Sea when Moses made this to praise the Lord.
所以摩西呢, 他认为说神是至圣的, 没有人可以跟神能力比,
and we know that Moses said that God is glorious in holiness and hard to compare with anyone.
撒母耳记上是哈拿她跟神求儿子，神真的赐给她一个儿子之后，她对神的赞美。
And in 1 Samuel, it was Hannah's prayer after she had prayed to God to have a son and God granted her one.
她的祷告里面特别提到说，她说没有，只有神是至圣的，没有可以跟他比的了。
So in her prayer, she said that there is none beside the Lord.
没有磐石像我们的神一样这么可靠。
And there is no rock like our God.
所以我们就看到在这个圣洁里面，他提到一个观念，就是其实神是可靠的。
And so throughout God's holiness, we can know that He is reliable.
所以圣洁里面包括信实。
So holy also includes faithful.
就是说我们是要敬拜神，要追求神这样的非常的信实的。
So we need to worship God and we need to be faithful like Him.
也就是说神是不会说谎话的。
And we know that God never lies.
他厌恶谎话。
And he hates lies.
神，他永远都是诚实的。他所讲的话，每一句话都真的。
Because God is faithful, and everything he says is true.
所以这个时候，我们就看到说，这个圣洁本身就是完全的，是归属神的。凡是跟神有关系的，都是被分别出来，跟这个世界上不一样的。
So we know that everything regarding holy is related to God and is different and separated from this world.
那我们现在，我们先了解圣洁之后，我们要来看。 我们到底要怎么样过一个圣洁的生活？这是神他特别跟我们要求的。So
after we learned about God's holy attribute, how are we going to pursue a holy life?
因为他没有圣洁，没有人能够见到神。Because
if we are not holy, we cannot see God.
那我们现在，我们很多青年在接受训练，要成为教员，要来服侍神。So
now a lot of our youth are here to be trained to become RE teachers.
那我们要 到底要怎么样在我们这个罪恶的世代里面能够真的过一个圣洁的生活呢?
But how can we live a holy life in this sinful world?
圣经给我们很多的例子。
There's a lot of examples from the Bible.
那给我们很多的教导，要怎么样，什么叫做圣洁。
And a lot of teachings of how to guide us to live a holy life.
但圣经里面他提到了一些见解，就是过去所发生的历史呢， 其实我们要常常去思想，然后去检讨自己的。
And there's a lot of the passages from the history in the Bible that we can reflect upon and learn from it.
你看摩西他过红海的时候，他就知道说神是至圣的、至荣的。Just
like when Moses was crossing the Red Sea, he knew that God was glorious in holiness.
在这个40年的旷野生活里面呢，他就是跟随神，然后跟神很亲密，面对面，他甚至他的脸上都展现出神的荣光来了。
And throughout the 40 years that he lived with the Israelites in the wilderness, he was really close to God and face to face talking to him.
那所以摩西他甚至看到了神的荣耀了。And
Moses was one of the people who were able to see God's glory.
所以他对神的要求他很了解的。So
he knows very well of what God requires from us.
所以神是一定要敬畏的。Because
we need to respect and fear this God.
我们就看到摩西一生里面，他真的凡事都是听从神的指示。And
we know that throughout Moses' life, he was very obedient to God.
但是最后，在他这个生命旅程当中，最后一件事情，他忘记了这一个最重要的要求，就是神是圣洁的。But
when he was close to his end of his life, he actually made a mistake because he forgot that that God is holy.
他犯了一个错误之后，
and after he made this mistake,
他就没有办法进到那个神应许的迦南地区了。
Then he wasn't able to enter the land of Canaan.
那他的这个错误， 其实如果我们从人间看来， 是情有可原， 是可以理解的。
But when we look at his mistake, we think that it's actually very reasonable for him to do so.
但是对神来看， 不是这样子的。
But in the eyes of God, this is not the good thing to do.
我们现在请来看民数记第20章。Let
us turn to Numbers chapter 20.
民数记第20章。Numbers
chapter 20.
这里留下一件事情让我们来思想。
Here there's a story that happened that we can reflect upon and learn from it.
民数记二十章一开头的时候，在讲以色列选民，他们旷野旅程一站一站的，现在来到了加迪斯，来到寻的旷野。第一节那里说，在寻的旷野就住在加迪斯这个地点。
And here in Numbers chapter 20, we know that Moses had led the Israelites to the land of Kadesh.
那这个加迪斯这个地点，在希伯来文的意思就是神圣的，就是圣洁的。
And so Kadesh in Hebrew means holy.
那所以他们来到一个要成为圣洁的地方。
So they actually came to a place that is supposed to be holy.
可是这个时候那个百姓他们因为没有水喝，就攻击摩西亚。
But here we know that the Israelites had no water to drink, so they started to gather around against Moses.
第三节就是说，他们就跟摩西争闹，跟他抱怨。
And in verse 3, it says that people contended with Moses and spoke.
他们就讲了很多理由，为什么神要把他们带出埃及，让他们这里受苦。
And so they had a lot of complaints asking, why did God lead us to this place?
心里面本来就不是很顺服的，不是很高兴的。
And they were really mad and had anger in their hearts.
碰到没有水喝，哇，这个就是最后有一件事情就引发了整个情绪爆发了。
Just because of one thing that they did not have water, their anger had arose.
现在跑来跟摩西大吵大闹。
So they came and argued with Moses.
那这个时候你看摩西亚伦第六节他们就离开会众，就跑到会幕门口伏在神面前。
And so here in verse 6 it says, so Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the door of the tabernacle.
然后神荣光就向他们显现了。
And the glory of the Lord appeared to them.
也就是说这整个事件 是怎么一回事，神都看在眼里，神都知道的。
So we know that throughout this whole process, God was actually watching.
因为在会幕这个地方就是人跟神相会的所在。
Because at the tabernacle of meeting is where the where people meet God.
现在摩西亚伦他们碰到这个大问题的时候，他们首先跑来找神。
And when Moses and Aaron were facing this difficulty, they came to look for God.
匍匐在地。
And they
匍匐在地，他们是
they bowed down. No.
第六节那里 fell upon their face 啊，就是他就是趴在地上啊。
So they fell on their faces.
那表达说，其实百姓对他们的争闹，真的是只有神有办法解决。
And this represents that the only way to solve this problem with the Israelites was through God.
摩西亚伦他们真的是知道他们自己的角色，他只是一个仆人，水他们没有办法给的，只有神盆有办法给水。
And Moses and Aaron knew their roles; they were only servants of God, and they cannot provide water for them.
现在只有办法，只有求神了，这个是唯一的方法了。
So the only solution was to come and pray to God.
第八节神就跟他们讲了。
Verse 8.
神就告诉摩西说你要怎么办。
In verse 8, God told Moses what he should do.
你拿着杖去去跟你的哥哥亚伦召集会众，在他们眼前吩咐磐石发出水来，那水就会从磐石流出来，然后就可以给会众跟他们的牲畜喝了。
Numbers chapter 20 verse 8, take the rod, you and your brother Aaron, gather the congregation together, speak to the rock before their eyes, and it will yield its water. Thus you shall bring water for them out of the rock and give drink to the congregation and their animals.
所以神的吩咐是说，你去拿杖，手上拿一个杖，那个，然后之后呢，就在众人眼前就吩咐磐石出水。
So what God told Moses to do is to take the rod, go in front of the congregation and...
水就流出来了。
And speak to the rock, and the water will come out.
那百姓他们就有水喝，这问题就解决了。
And then the water will come out for the Israelites, and the problem is solved.
好，所以第九节我们就看到说，摩西就照神吩咐，从神面前取了杖去，其实就是把那一根放在约柜前那根杖发芽的杖，把它拿出来了。
So we know next in verse 9 it says, so Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him.
好，那所以。摩西亚伦你看接下去就带着这个手上拿那个杖把百姓召聚在磐石面前来了。
And the next thing that they did was to gather the congregation together before the rock.
那第十节特别说呢，摩西就说了，他说你们这些背叛的人听我说，我为你们使水从这磐石中流出来吗？
And in verse 10, Moses said, "Hear now, you rebels, must we bring water for you out of this rock?"
这句话是神没有说的，神没有叫他要这样说的。
But we know that this sentence that he said did not come from God.
神只是告诉他说，你去叫吩咐磐石出水。
The only thing God told him was to go and speak in front of the God.
这句话基本上是摩西，他因为他心里面生气，他情绪所发出来的多疑的话。
So we know that this sentence came out from the anger in Moses' heart.
那结果第十一节，摩西就举手，他说用杖就击打磐石两下。
And then in verse 11, it says that Moses struck the rock twice.
那水就流出来了。
And the water came out.
好，那会众跟牲畜就喝水了。
So the congregation and their animals drank.
那第十二节,
verse 12.
接下去神就对摩西亚伦说，因为你们不信我，不在以色列人眼前尊我为圣，所以你们必不得领这会众进我所赐给他们的地区。
Verse 12. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them."
这个意思，你看第十二节这里神所讲的说，你没有在百姓面前哦尊我为圣。And
here it says that you did not believe me to hallow me in the eyes of the children of Israel.
就是把神当作圣洁的这样子最崇高的地位来对待神。
And God is saying that Moses did not put him as in a holy, holy.
没有把神当作，没有给神一个 God as holy 了。
Oh, he didn't treat God as holy.
然后呢，最后神是说你是不信我。
And then the Lord also said, "You did not believe me."
所以你就看到说，哎，我们如果没有把神当作圣洁，在我们的一言一行里面去对待他的时候，最后就变成是不信神的人了。
So we know that if we did not treat God as glory throughout our actions and our words, then in the end, it shows that we don't believe in him.
那不信神，其实是因为当时候摩西啊，他做了一些神没有说要做的事情了。
And God said, "You did not believe me," was because Moses did some actions that God did not command him to.
其实神要他很单纯的去吩咐磐石出水，水就出来。
Because the only thing God told him was to go speak to the rock, and the water will come out.
可是他现在去打磐石打两下。
But then he went and struck the rock twice.
啊，最后你看，神就说，那你们现在不能够进这个迦南地区了。And
this is why God said, "Therefore, you shall not bring this assembly into the land which I have given them."
这件事情成为摩西最大的遗憾。This
thing was a great regret for Moses.
如果我们看民数记第27章。If
we turn to Numbers chapter 27.
第27章啊。
Numbers chapter 27.
现在摩西哦，他准备要离开这个世界了。So
here records when Moses was about to depart from this world.
神跟他说哦，你到那个亚巴林山上去。第十二节，对不起，十二节。Verse
12.
来看看我要赐给以色列人的地了哈。So
in verse 12, now the Lord said to Moses, "Go up into this Mount Abiram and see the land which I have given to the children of Israel."
看了之后，你就要死了，意思就是这样子。
And then in 13, and when you have seen it, you also shall be gathered to your people.
第十四节,
and in verse 14,
神特别在重复一次，他说：“因为你们在寻的旷野，当会众争闹的时候，你违背了我的命，没有在涌水之地会众眼前尊我为圣。”
14, for in the wilderness of Zin, during the strife of the congregation, you rebelled against my command to hallow me at the waters before their eyes.
我们就看到说，这件事情哦是非常的严重。So
we know that God was very mad and took this very serious.
摩西为了这个错误，他曾经求神说：“神啊，原谅他，让他能够进去迦南地看一看。”Because
Moses kept praying to God, regretting and saying, "Please let me see the land."
但是神都跟摩西说：“不要再讲这件事情了，你不要再提了。”
But every time God's reply was, "Do not mention about this anymore."
哦，《申命记》第三章哈，最后摩西在回忆说，他这个被神这样子宣告不能进迦南地之后，他多痛苦，他多次的跟神这样祷告。And
in Deuteronomy chapter 3, it shows us how Moses really regrets and really was sad that he couldn't enter the land of Canaan.
第二第 申命记第三章的二十三节。
Deuteronomy chapter 3 verse 20.
摩西他求神。
Here Moses prays to God.
他知道神是大能大力的神。
He knows that God is Almighty.
他求神说二十五节，求你让我过去看一看那个迦南地。
And verse 25 it says, I pray, let me cross over and see the good land beyond the Jordan.
但是二十六节，神因你们的缘故向我发怒，不应允我，对我说罢了，你不要向我再提这事了。
And in 26, but the Lord was angry with me on your account and would not listen to me. So the Lord said to me, enough of that.
那表示说，你看这件事情，神的宣判已经就这样定了。摩西再怎么祷告都不会改变事实。
So we know that God already made His decision. So even though Moses tried to pray, it will not change.
那这个就是当时候摩西他没有在百姓面前尊神为圣的后果。
And this was the result of Moses not treating God as holy in front of the Israelites.
这是他一生没有办法弥补的错误。
And this is something that he regrets for his whole life.
那我们也看到说，在神眼中，尊他为圣是何等重要。
So we know in the eyes of God, it's really important to treat him as holy.
我们要在人面前尊神为圣。
We have to treat him and see him holy in front of others.
也就是说我们要常常记住我们是属神的。
So we have to constantly remind ourselves that we belong to him.
我们的话语很关键的。
And our speech is very important too.
因为有时候我们跟朋友在相处的时候，
Sometimes when you have friendships,
我们会跟人家对话，
You have conversations with your friends.
我们怎么样来凡事尊神为大，来让人了解我们在神面前敬畏的心是很关键的。
But how can we show others through our speech that we do respect and fear God?
特别是当我们有情绪的时候，比如说当我们在愤怒，或者当我们心情不愉快的时候，这要特别小心的。
Especially when we get emotional, how do we control our anger?
有时候你看人如果在动怒的时候，很容易就讲错话，特别是会去污秽了这个神的圣洁。
We know that many times when people get angry, they tend to say things that they regret later.
然后忘记了神这个最重要的要求。
And when they say that, they forgot God's commandment.
因为当摩西他讲了多余的话以后，
Because when Moses said things regarding himself,
神就跟他说你们不信我。
God said to him, you do not believe in me.
因为神的话很简单，就是说你吩咐磐石出水，水就出来了。
Because God's commandments were simple, you just go to the rock, speak to it, and water will come out.
我们有时候在愤怒的时候，我们就会忘记神所给我们的一个很简单的原则。
But many times when we get angry, we forget the simple command from God.
我们就用人的方式想要去做其余的事情，多余的。
We use our own ways to do things.
那通常这个多余的部分都会造成亏损。
And we like to do extra stuff that might harm us later.
所以我们要过圣洁的生活，首先让我们先一起来懂得在不管什么情况下都尊神为圣。
So the first thing you should know to live a holy life is to follow God's commandments when under any type of situations.
要记住神的话语。
You have to remember God's words.
不要去增添，不要去做我们自己认为说这样也可以的事。
Don't add any extras or things that you want to do yourself.
我们信神的人就是照神的吩咐来做就好了。
Because we who belong to God have to do according to His commandments.
所以其实我们跟随神的很简单，很轻松的。
So it's actually very simple and easy to follow God.
我们不用自己去发明一些新的方法。
You don't have to invent ways or methods yourself.
圣经说什么，我们就这样子去做就好。
Whatever the Bible tells us, we will follow and do.
你看，当时候摩西他如果真的照神的吩咐说杖拿起来，就叫磐石说水要出来，那水就不出来了吗？
So we know that if Moses would have listened to God and went and spoke to the rock, the water will just come out.
可是难就难在，当我们在面对一些不愉快的人的时候，我们常常嘴巴会讲出多余的话来。
But the hard thing is when you are in front of people who you don't really like, you can't really control your speech.
除了这个话语之外，我们再来看另外一个事件。
So other than from being watchful of your speech, let's look at another example.
我们看民数记二十五章。
Let's turn to Numbers 25.
民数记二十五章。
Numbers chapter 25.
这是他们的旅程，继续来到了第二十一节，第一节说来到了神庭。
So here it says that the Israelites had came and remained in Acacia Grove.
啊，那这个地方就是住了很这个很多皂荚树生长的地方嘛，哈、啊，可以写啊。那个这个就是这个地点，中文把它翻成神庭，就是一个聚落。
And so here in Chinese, the name is Shiting, but it's actually a place where it grows a lot of acacia trees.
最后，其实这一个地点成为以色列选民他们旷野旅程最后一站，他们最后停在神庭这个地方。
And this became the last stop before they entered Canaan.
接下去，他们就从神庭来到约旦河边，准备要过约旦河了。
Because after they passed Acacia Grove, they came to the river of Jordan.
那在神庭这个地方，他们住一段时间，也发生了许多事情。
But during the time when they lived in Acacia Grove, many things have happened.
所以他们一住下去啊，就跟当地人就有一些来往了。
So once they went there to live, they started having interactions with people from Acacia Grove.
那接下来呢？第一节就说，百姓跟摩押女子就行起淫乱来了。
And from verse 1 it says, And the people began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab.
第二节是说，因为这百姓叫百姓来，这女子叫百姓来，一同给他们的神献祭，他们就吃他们的祭物，跪拜他们的神。
Verse 2, They invited the people to the sacrifices of their gods, and the people ate and bowed down to their gods.
第三节，以色列人与巴利披了联合，神的怒气就向以色列人发作了。
3. So Israel was joined to Baal of Peor, and the anger of the Lord was aroused against Israel.
百姓他们怎么会去跟这个摩押女子行起淫乱呢？
So how come the Israelites began to commit harlotry with the women of Moab?
他们在神庭这个地方，他们会幕放在那里的时候，他们扎营的时候，是四四方方把会幕扎包在中间，很有秩序的，每一个支派住哪里都规定好的。
So when they lived in Acacia Grove, they actually settled their tents around the tabernacle in a very united order.
但是这个时候，这个摩押女子来了。
But now the woman of Moab came.
因为现在摩押女子叫百姓来。
Because here it says the woman of Moab invited the people.
一同给他们的神献祭。
They invited the Israelites to sacrifice with their gods.
介绍那个他们的摩押人的神给他们给以色列人看呢。
And they also introduced their gods to the Israelites.
那摩押人他们所拜的神，在他们的崇拜仪式当中，就是有淫乱的事情会一起做的。
And people of Moab, they actually commit harlotry.
这是他们的文化，他们的习惯。
So according to their culture, when they do sacrifices, harlotry is a part of it.
啊，结果呢？你看那百姓他们就去了，就跟随这些女子，就去吃祭偶像的物，然后就行起淫乱了。
And we know here it says the Israelites just followed them and went and bowed down to their gods.
为什么百姓他们会这样做呢？
Why would they do so?
其实是巴兰的计谋。
It was actually a trick of Balaam.
就是摩押女子他们是接受了巴兰的建议所采取的动作。
Because the women of Moab listened to Balaam and went to do so.
我们看民数记三十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
民数记三十一章
，Numbers chapter 31,
第十六节
，Numbers chapter 31 verse 16。
这些摩押女子啊，其实是因为巴兰的计谋，叫以色列人在皮尔士上得罪神，于是神的会众遭遇瘟疫。
Numbers chapter 31 verse 16. Look, these women caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to trespass against the Lord in the incident of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord.
所以你看，摩押女子他们来引诱以色列民行淫乱，来祭拜他们的神，是出于巴兰的建议。
So we know that these women of Moab came to invite the Israelites to worship their gods was because of the counsel of Balaam.
那当时候百姓在这个地方所做的事情真的是干犯诫命。
And we know that the Israelites have sinned great sin in front of God.
神就在他们当中呢，那时候。
God was just among them.
可是他们竟然去拜偶像啊。
But they bowed down in front of God.
他们竟然去行起淫乱来了。
They committed harlotry.
然后他们去吃这个祭偶像的物了。
And they also ate the sacrifices.
当时候，第二十五章的第九节说，神让瘟疫发起，死的人就24000人了。
In chapter 25, verse 9, it says that, and those who died in the plague were 24,000.
那这个瘟疫一起来的时候，这个就是你看，可能在一日之间就死很多人了。
So when God cast plague among them, a lot of people die.
我们看到就是在这个地方百姓，他们真的犯好几个错误。
And we can see that the Israelites committed more than one sin here.
他们让神大大的发怒了。
They made God very angry.
所以我们就看到说，当人不愿意遵行神的话的时候，其实是会惹神发怒的。
So we know that when we do not follow God's commandments, God will be angry with us.
在这个地方，我们看到神的发怒是神公义的形象。
And here, when it says the anger of the Lord arose, it represents God's righteousness.
其实神的这个发怒就是在彰显他真的圣洁里面的公义。
Because here it represents that God is righteous and is holy.
那这个时候，你看。那时候神对摩西说二十五章的第四节啊，去把那个所有的族长啊，在我面前对着日头闲逛啊，然后让我的怒气可以消了这样。
So in verse 4, then the Lord said to Moses, take all the leaders of the people and hang the offenders before the Lord, out in the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may turn away from Israel.
好，所以神的那个吩咐是说，去处理这些族长，可是这些首领，一定当时候担负。某部分的这个角色，就是说他们竟然放任这些百姓去跟随摩押女子的计谋，然后去做这些事。
So here God wanted to punish the leaders and the offenders of the Israelites because they were the ones that probably allowed them to do so.
那接下去第五节呢？你看摩西就吩咐以色列审判官了，他们就这样做了。
And in verse 5, we know that Moses told the judges to do so.
那这个时候，你看大家就在哭了哈，就是。这么多人死了，惹神发怒，大家都在会幕门前呢，在那里哭泣。
And because so many people died of this incident, they started to cry.
那个这个时候呢，他说，哎，就有一个以色列中一个人呢，他就当着他们的眼前，带着一个米甸的女人到他弟兄那里去了。
So while they were weeping at the door, there was this one Israelite that came with a Midianite woman.
那个就 present 有个英文有一个翻译本是说把它 present 哈，在众人眼前把这个米甸女子啊，把它 present 啊，把它好像当做礼物啊，来给那个他的一个弟兄。
And so we know that this brethren actually took this Midianite woman and came to present it to Moses.
那不是啦，去给他一个弟兄啦。不是给摩西啦。
To present it to another brethren.
那这个时候是大家在那边哭的时候，他把这个外邦女子带来，要给他的弟兄做什么？你想知道
？And so, can you think about the reason why would he bring this Midianite woman here？
啊，那这个时候你看，众人都看见了，就是至少在会幕门前，这些摩西、亚伦、众首领，他们都看到，哎，这个人怎么这样子啊？
And we know that when he came and presented this to his brethren, Moses and Aaron and all the other people would see this.
那这个时候，圣经特别提到第七节这里。
And in verse 7,
他说亚伦的孙子以亚撒儿子腓尼哈，他看见了。
And so in verse 7, now when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest,
他就从会中起来，就手里拿着枪。
He saw it, and he rose from among the congregation and took a javelin.
这真的是一个很震惊的场面，就是当众人都在哭泣的时候，在这个时候都已经在想说要怎么让神的愤怒可以平息的时候，这个以色列的兄弟竟然带着这个女人要去犯行淫乱了。
And this was very shocking because the Israelites were crying in front of God, but then this guy came and brought a Midianite woman to his brethren.
那这个时候，你看腓尼哈哈。他站起来了。
And but here we know that Phinehas stood up.
即使摩西亚伦他们都还是趴在神面前都没有动作。
Because we know Moses and Aaron were still in front of God weeping.
腓尼哈，你看他手里拿着枪，他跟着去了。
But Phinehas came and arose with a javelin in his hand.
第八节就把这两个人刺透了。
And in verse 8 it says that he used it to thrust both of them.
结果他说他是一个动作让。瘟疫就止息了。
And once he performed this action, the plague stopped.
那其实也就是说，当时候摩西、亚伦、会众这些人，他们在神面前哭泣的时候，他们也不知道怎么样让神的这个怒气可以止息，能够让这个瘟疫可以停止。他们真的是在求神怜悯的。
So we know that when Moses, Aaron, and the congregation were weeping in front of God, they really did not know how to stop God's anger. They were trying to wait for God.
但其实我们看到说, 这个罪恶还继续在百姓当中蔓延的, 还是继续在做的。
But in fact, we know that the sin did not stop.
也就是说, 这些首领, 这些摩西亚人, 他们到神面前去哭泣, 是啊, 这些带头人, 他们懂得敬畏神的人, 看到了, 哇, 这怎么办? 要求神怜悯嘛, 啊。
And we know that the leaders, including Moses and Aaron, when they saw this, they thought, what should we do? So they went and wept in front of God.
可是百姓当中有人不是这样看的啊。
But there were some people among the Israelites that did not see this as
至少这一位犯淫乱人，这个带米甸女子这个人， 他本身就觉得这个事情没有什么大不了。
At least we know this one children of Israel who brought the Midianite woman here did not fear God.
这个人是谁呢？
And who is this person?
如果我们看第十，同样这25章的第十四节。
If we continue to look at Numbers chapter 25, verse 14.
那与米甸女人一同被杀的以色列人名叫辛利，是撒路的儿子，是西缅的一个宗族的首领。Verse
14, now the name of the Israelite who was killed with a Midianite woman was Zimri, the son of Salu, a leader of a father's house among the Simeonites.
他是其中的一个首领。He
was actually a leader.
但是他竟然是当众人都在哭的时候，他竟然还是继续去犯淫乱的。
But when the other Israelites were weeping, he actually came and still wanted to commit harlotry.
那圣经也特别描述了这个女人是谁，叫做哥斯比。
And in the Bible, it also mentioned about the name of this Midianite woman.
Cosby. 她第十五节，那她也是米甸宗族的一个首领的女儿啊。
And in verse 15, her name was Cosby, the daughter of Zur, and which was a head of the people of a father's house in Midian.
那所以我们就看到，你看当时候这个百姓啊，当中有人就是对这个神的圣洁啊不在意。
So we know that among these Israelites, there were people that did not think God treat God as holy.
这是为什么说我们今天这个会众啊，我们需要成为圣洁的一群会众，神特别分别出来的。
And this is why now today, as a congregation in front of God, we need to be holy. We need all brothers and sisters to pursue after this goal. Because when we sin, we make God angry. But how do we stop God's anger? The only way is to stop sinning.
那要当时候，你看这个腓尼哈，他特别生出了一个忌邪的心。
And so here we know that Phineas had a heart to
就是 jealousy.
Oh, jealousy.
那他那个时候，你看圣经特别说，腓尼哈他采取这个行动之后，我们看第十一节，神马上说了一句话。
Let's look at verse 11 after he performed this action, what God told him.
祭司亚伦的孙子，以利亚撒儿子腓尼哈，使我向以色列人所发的怒消了，因为他在他们中间以我的祭邪为心，使我不在祭邪中把他们除灭。Verse
11, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel because he was zealous with my zeal among them, so that I did not consume the children of Israel in my zeal.
12节说,
12.
因此你要说, 我要将我平安的约赐给他。
Therefore say, behold, I give to him my covenant of peace.
13节, 这约要给他和他的后裔, 作为永远当祭司职任的约, 因为他为神有祭邪的心, 为以色列人赎罪。
13. Behold, I give to him my covenant of peace, and it shall be to him then, and his descendants after him, a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God, and made atonement for the children of Israel.
你看这个腓尼哈，他所做的特别被神拿出来提醒，拿出来称赞，他说他以我的祭邪为心。So
we know here that Lord had said that Phinehas did good, and he had a zealous heart.
哦，那他说。 接下去呢，他的行动呢，让我的愤怒止息了。
And he also said that he has turned back my wrath from the children of Israel.
哦，那所以神就说我跟他立平安的约，让他 以后的子孙可以继续当祭司。
And this is why God gave, made this covenant of peace with him.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们在主耶稣里面都成为祭司。
And today, in God, we are all priests of him.
彼得前书第二章第九节特别强调，我们是有君尊的祭司的身份。
And it also mentioned in, First Peter chapter 2, verse 9.
我们是被拣选的，我们是圣洁的国度，是君尊的祭司。
And it says that we are the chosen generation, a holy nation, a royal priesthood.
主耶稣基督用他的宝血跟我们立约的。
Because Jesus Christ used his blood to set this covenant with us.
这个约是平安的约。
This is also a covenant of peace.
这个约是永远的。
And this is an everlasting covenant.
主耶稣基督要我们能够效法他，一直来在这个神的国度里面一起来建设神的家。
Because Lord Jesus wants us to learn from His example, and that we can be holy and enter God's kingdom.
我们需要有这个像腓尼亚这里神所称赞的，要有祭邪的心。
And we have to learn from Phineas and have a zealous heart.
也就是说，看到这个罪恶的行为的时候，我们一定要知道说这是不可以的。
So when we see sinful things, we should tell ourselves that this is not right.
因为这是会惹动神愤怒的。
Because this will bring God to be angry with us.
那当时候，你看百姓有人当中就是觉得无所谓啊。
And we know that at that time, a lot of the Israelites didn't care about this.
我们要怎么样过圣洁的生活
？But how do we pursue a holy life?
首先，一定要在我们的心里面能够有这个同样的心智，祭邪。
First in your
厌恶罪恶。
Okay, first in your heart, you have to have a zealous heart and hate sinful things.
厌恶罪恶，我们在这里地方看到，如果我们把它追溯到最开始的时候是怎么发生的
？So if we think about how sin entered the world，
你看，不是看第二十五章的、最开始他们怎么犯淫乱的？
from verse 25, chapter 25, how they started committing sin。
我们要应用这段信息来鼓励我们自己。
We have to use this message to encourage ourselves。
百姓，以色列百姓已经在旷野走了四十年了，他们吃了四十年的旷的那个玛瑙。
They've already spent 40 years living in the wilderness and living upon manna.
现在这个摩押女子来的时候，是拿这些食物来引诱他们的。
But when these women of Moab came, they actually wanted to attract them with their food.
这些食物是拿去祭拜偶像的。
And these food were the ones they used to worship their gods.
准备了这个丰盛的宴席，要他们一起来享受。
Just like inviting them to a wonderful feast.
这些食物对他们来说是很新奇的，他们没有吃过了。
They haven't eaten anything like this before.
因为吃了四十年的玛瑙，每天都吃一样的东西啊。
Because for 40 years, every day all they could eat was manna.
突然有人摆丰盛的宴席，要你来尝尝看我们的口味啊。
And all of a sudden, someone invites you to a feast.
其实是很有吸引力的。
It actually is very attractive.
现在又是摩押女子。
And also, it was invited by the woman of Moab.
摩押女子装扮可能跟以色列百姓的女子不太一样。
So the women of Moab might have a different way of dressing.
至少他们衣服会换啊。
Well, at least they change their clothes.
因为以色列百姓四十年在旷野，衣服没有穿破，他们穿的衣服都一样啊。
Because throughout the 40 years in the wilderness, the Israelites
不会说今天换一套，明天又换一套。没有，你每天看着你这个家里的人，通通穿一样的衣服，没有变化。
So in the wilderness, they weren't able to change clothes every day.
有时候看了会这样觉得说，能不能穿点别的啊，对不对
？So every day when you look at the same clothing, you might think, oh, maybe wear something else.
然后现在每天都吃一样的玛瑙。
And every day, the only thing you eat is manna.
现在来到了神殿这个地方，人家摩押女子穿着打扮都不一样哎。
And when you get to Acacia Grove, you see these women that look different.
然后他们吃的食物看起来又很好吃啊。
And the food they eat actually look really good.
这不就是一个很大的引诱吗
？Isn't this a great temptation？
食物满足我们的口腹之欲。
Because food can satisfy our hunger。
这些摩押女子满足我们，你看我们人的那种情欲的事。
And these women can satisfy their bodily desires。
这个时候，如果百姓他们真的有神敬畏神的心
，But here we know if the Israelites truly feared and
能够真的抓住神圣洁的要求。
And they did accordingly to God's holy commandment.
这个时候，对这个食物，对这些女人，才能够有抵抗力。
Then they should know and be in control and not commit sin.
但是当时百姓他们没有办法，
But at that time,
挡不住这个引诱了。
They weren't able to overcome this temptation.
那我们看了，我们知道这些摩押女子，他们会用这个方式，也是巴兰跟他们讲的。
And we know that the woman of Moab did this because of the consult from Balaam.
因为巴兰他知道百姓的弱点。
Because Balaam knew the weaknesses of these Israelites.
真的，摩押女子用了巴兰的计谋，真的成功了。
And as the women of Moab did according to him, they did succeed.
但是他们跟百姓，让百姓去犯淫乱的罪，最后其实米甸人。就是摩西，他在世上活着的时候，最后一场战役就是要去击杀米甸人，这是神特别说的。
And we know that after this, at the end, when Moses was going to the last battle, it was going the battle with the Midianites.
百姓他们犯罪，让神发怒了。
Because the
Israelites, 人也死了，他们也死了。
Because the Israelites made God angry and people also died.
但是米甸人他们去引诱百姓犯罪的，最后神也要处罚他们的。
But because the Midianites had came to set this temptation upon the Israelites, they were also punished.
所以第十七节，二十五章第十七节，神说跟摩西说，你要扰害米甸人，要击杀他们。
And this is why in verse 17 it says, harass the Midianites and attack them.
好，神这个吩咐，等到时机成熟的时候，神就要去执行了。
And God spoke to Moses and told him, when the time comes, this will.
我们现在看三十一章，这民数记三十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers chapter 31.
这是我们今天读经的进度。第一节。
Numbers chapter 31, verse 1.
神吩咐摩西说：“第二节，你要在米甸人身上报以色列人的仇，后来要归到你列祖那里去。”
Numbers chapter 31, verse 1.Chapter 31 verse 1. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take vengeance on the Midianites for the children of Israel. Afterward, you shall be gathered to your people.
摩西把米甸人这件事情解决之后，他就可以结束了，他工作就完成了，就可以回到神那边去了。
So after this last commandment, Moses will fulfill his all duties and return to God.
就看到这个就是神的圣洁要最后要完整。
And so here we can see that God's holy has to be complete.
神也让百姓真的达到一场完全的胜利。
And God has led them to win the war.
那我们就看到，再看这件事情，在二十五章看到的就是，那以色列百姓他们当时候没有办法坚持住神的吩咐，他们受引诱，他们失落了神要求的圣洁。
But when we look back to chapter 25, we know the Israelites were not able to overcome the temptations.
让我们一起来。灵修我们自己
，and I hope that all of us can cultivate our spiritually.
让我们能够来符合神圣洁的要求
，so that we can be holy and fulfill God's commandments.
让我们首先能够真正的尊神为圣，他就是这个至圣至荣的神。
The first thing is that you have to see God and treat Him as holy.
让我们以这样一个态度之后，小心我们的话语。
And once we have this attitude, we have to be watchful of what we say.
特别是当我们情绪的不稳定的时候。要懂得尊重神，要小心我们的舌头。
Especially when we get emotional, we still have to think about respecting God.
我们要有一个忌邪的心。
We have to have a zealous heart.
能够厌恶罪恶。
We have to hate sinful things.
让我们能够对这个世界的引诱能够有抵抗力。
So that we can overcome the temptations coming from this world.
能够一直持守住神所赋给我们这个很重要的工作。服侍他到底。
So we can hold on to this role that He gave us to serve Him.
愿主也是帮助我们。
And we ask God to help us.
我们都能够过一个这样圣洁的生活。
So we can all live a holy life.
能够得到神的祝福。
So that we can receive the blessings from God.
能够永远在他面前来侍奉他。
And we can serve in front of Him forever.
我们同时也是在荣耀我们所敬拜的这位主。
Because at the same time, we're also glorifying Him.
我们一起来唱诗。
Let us sing Him.
492首。
Sing Hymn 492.